are these fences around playgrounds, for instance, these tall fences, maybe some of them are 7, 8, 10 feet high. What would you call them?
I guess from the trade name, a cyclone fence.
And the fence out in the country made of long stakes or rails.
Split rail fence.
When you do you think of a special kind of a construction come to your mind? I mean, how it's joined at the corners? With do you remember? No. Okay. What are driven into the ground? And a fence or wall made of loose stones or rock?
Stone fence, I guess.
And then good dishes are sometimes called?
China. Khrushchev interviewed us, what about the wall in Berlin? I spoke for about 5 minutes, the interpreter says, what wall?
And then it's sometimes put in a chicken's nest. You don't have to know what this is. But
China egg?
That's right.
Now, how do I know about that? I want to.
Yeah, well, it's very good. I didn't until. They saved me about 3 minutes there of painful collaboration.
If someone didn't know it, you'd never get it done.
No, I'd have to use it to try to get you to put the two words together. A wooden vessel with an open top used to take water from a well, for instance.
Bucket. And an old oaken.
Is that the only way you'd use bucket in that kind of, with that, in that context?
No, I'd use it for a tin or metal pail too, I think.
You think there's no distinction between a pail and a bucket in your mind?
Well, I would, don't suppose I'd ever call a, yes, I suppose I would call a wooden thing a pail too. They're interchangeable to me.
How about one used in the house, used for scrub, used in the process of scrubbing floors, for instance? What would you call it? Just a plain one.
Pail or bucket again? I suppose I would say pail. Or...
If you were going to affix the word scrub or mop, what would you call it then? Would you call it a scrub pail or a scrub bucket, a mop pail or a mop?
I've never had occasion
okay,
to
connect
the two.
Okay. How about one for a small, similar container for garbage?
Or I'd say garbage can.
And that's that would be a small one inside the house. Mm-hmm. And the large galvanized ones, the 20-gallon ones?
Differentiate.
You still call it a what?
Garbage can.
And how about a these permanent refuse constructions serviced by local garbage collectors in Chicago made of concrete? They're in the alley. Have you ever seen those?
Yes, but I never had a name for them.
You didn't know me. A thing for frying eggs. An electrified one?
Electric. Frying pan or skillet.
Might call an electric skillet?
I suppose I might. I haven't had much occasion to refer to them.